I am. It's a little chilly in here. Yeah, I'll get used to it, right? It's just me. Good job. Bill's on fire. Anybody else? Come on. Amen. Yeah, me too. I'm on fire. Right. Good morning. How are you guys doing? Oh, me? Yes, I'm doing awesome. Much better than I was yesterday. Well, yesterday was an awesome day, too. Today I'm just better. Dennis is over there texting me during service. Yeah. Well, I want to start off by just saying that I noticed every time there seems to be a flow, and the Lord, the songs will always end up being part of the sermon, and I just think that's awesome. So what I want to say, and we'll see where this goes, but the Lord, to add on to what others have said, the Lord's, he wants you to know this morning that he is reachable. The Lord is not some thing or some entity that is far away and that you can't reach him, and that he's always mad and all these other things. He wants you to know that he's right here with you all the time, that his love never fails, and whether you feel him or not, that he's right there. In your toughest of times, in the best of times, the Lord is with you all the time. And he wants you to know that. And he was telling me that this morning during worship, that I was thinking of 1 Corinthians and how he talks about love. And I'm just going to read it and just share as he leads. But Father, Lord, I thank you for being an awesome daddy, for being a good giver of good gifts, and for loving us the way you do, that allows us the grace, the opportunities, even just to simply wake up in the morning, to be here today, God, that you surround us with your love at all times. And I would just ask you, Holy Spirit, to just provide the words. Let eyes be opened. Let ears be opened, and let us see, Father, let us taste, God, of your greatness, Lord. And I thank you that today is a good day, Father, and that's not because of circumstances around us. It's because of you and who you are. And it's because of your promise, Lord, of your promises, God. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. So, love is the greatest. It says, I'm going to go down to 4. Love is patient and kind. I'm just going to say God. God is patient and kind. God is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Does not demand his own way. Is not irritable. And he keeps no records of being wronged. He does not rejoice about the injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. God never gives up. He never loses faith. He's always hopeful, and he endures through every circumstance. And this morning as I was worshiping, because I have felt at times off and on that he was not reachable. I felt like, okay, I'm a Christian. I love him. He loves me. The Bible, church, like I get all that. But I don't know what all that is either. I'm just doing that. It's like, I watched some fights last night. Maybe that's what's going on. So, it could be, yeah. But the God is happy. God loves us. He loves you. He wants you to know that he loves you, and that all of that, it doesn't matter. Like, there's more to it than going to church. There's more to it than just existing. That he is a God that is, he's, like I said, he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. The song said it well. He's with us wherever we go. Just because our mind is not focused on him in the moment, or because something bad has happened or circumstances haven't panned out the way we had hoped for, doesn't mean he's not there. He's there. He's reachable all the time. All the time. And he loves you. He doesn't keep track of your wrongs. He doesn't make you do something that he knows you should do, but that you don't want to do. He's not, he doesn't demand. He doesn't rejoice when things go wrong. He's a faithful God. He's a good God. So, thank you, Lord, for that. So, let's go to, everybody have a Bible here? Can we trade Bibles? I don't like mine that much. He has the newest iPad, and I don't, and I don't. And I just, yeah. Okay. Yes, and she doesn't even have one. That's a good point. So I won't trade with you. I'll trade with him. Anybody here enjoy coffee? I certainly do. I'm actually going to turn the mic off while I slurp a few. It's very hot. Like my wife? Give me a mic and see what happens. We'll talk about the Lord now. Yeah, I know. It's fun, though. Come on. So where are we at here? So God is good, and he's in a good mood. He's not mad at us. It's not like he can't be reached. He's there all the time. And I'm beginning more and more to celebrate that, and to rejoice in him regardless of what it looks like, regardless if I say something that is not pleasing to others, or if I make a poor choice, or if somebody does something to me. I'm more and more understanding who he is, so that I don't put all my focus and my hope in what others do, or the things that go wrong in my life, whether it be my fault or somebody else's fault. More and more I'm realizing that this is for real. Like, do I have my moments? Absolutely I do. Ask my wife, she'll tell you that. Or my kids, but I'm in love. I'm in love with the Lord, and more so he's in love with me. And there's this thing that just, it's everlasting, and he doesn't change. So more and the more and the more that I put my faith and my hope and my trust in him, he is my foundation and my anchor, then the more and more and more I'm walking around truly convinced that it's okay. It doesn't matter what happens around me. It really doesn't. It does not matter what goes on around me, tragedies, disasters, that he still loves me. And that's what qualifies all of us, is that he loves us. It says in Ephesians 1, that verse 4, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. To be holy and without fault in his eyes. But don't we, like, mess up, like, all the time? Nope, Timmy does. Thank you, Timmy, for being transparent. It's very awkward. No, but yes, we all do. We all make mistakes. We all fall short of the mark. Okay? We all fall short. But it says that he loved us and he chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. That God decided in advance, verse 5, to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through his son Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. This pleased him. It pleased him to adopt us into his own family through his son, Jesus Christ. And there's nothing that we can do that will change that. Excuse me. So last week, Pastor Michael talked about living in the light and just shared what the Lord was showing him and whatnot. And so I'm just going to kind of add on to that. And that is simply just where God has me. I believe us as a body is understanding who he is and how to walk in him and how light and how valuable he is light. He's the light and how valuable, what value he brings to us and how he compels us to live in this light. And what does it mean? And first of all, what is light good for? Well, you can read all through the Bible, but light in an obvious sense, it removes darkness, right? If you, it's like the candle lighting night that we had about a month ago, and you start with one candle in a dark room, and with all the people around the walls, by the time the last, very last candle is lit, you're in a bright room, you know, and you can see. And so light exposes, it reveals, it simply removes darkness. In Isaiah, it says, "And you will be a light to guide the nations. You will open the eyes of the blind. You will free the captives from prison, releasing those who sit in dark dungeons." And so what God's saying is, he is the light. And we are little hymns, not like singing hymns, but little lights. And or big lights. I don't mean Sarah and Stephen. I mean, like, we're all a light in this earth. And through the light of Christ, people's eyes are opened. Through the light of Christ, chains are broken, addictions, old mindsets, things that hold us back from God. It's the light of Christ that reveals those things, and their eyes become open, they come out of the dungeon, and they begin to walk in a freedom that only God can provide. And that freedom comes at that time that we recognize God for who he is. It says that basically it takes faith to please God. And so in that moment, when you understand and you recognize that God is the source of freedom, he is your creator, he is love, he is love. When we recognize that, the light comes on in our lives. Not that he wasn't there before, but then we begin to please him, and it's a pleasing aroma, because what we're doing is we're taking our eyes off of us and we're putting them on our Savior. We're putting them on Christ, and we're saying, okay, I can't do this. I can't, you know, this, everything around me is destroying me, and we recognize that God is the solution. God is the answer. When we begin to recognize that, that involves faith. That's outside of ourselves. We lean not on our own understanding, but we begin to acknowledge him in all of our ways, and the light comes on. And that light begins to shine in that pathway ahead of us. And it's not just for us. We'll get there in a minute. But it opens our eyes, and we say, Lord, I need you. I cannot do this. I cannot begin to pursue this life without you. It is impossible. And it leads to death, the scriptures say, without him. All right, Lord, how do we say this? All right, living in the light, Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. Man, when I pictured me preaching, it was like I was up jumping up and down and yelling, and people were like, woo, jumping out of their seats, and I'm like standing here and it's like, okay, 5 more minutes, 4 more minutes. Oh my goodness. Like, what happened? I just need to start jumping around. Okay. I don't know what just happened there, but deep word today. All right. I like that. That's good, positive feedback. Thank you so much. You know what? It doesn't matter. God gave it to me, and you guys are getting it. And I know that Holy Spirit is revealing truth. And this is a reminder, because if you're anything like me and the other 6.8 billion people on this earth, we need reminders. We need reminders. Why do we sing hymns? Why do we praise God? Why do we get together? And we need, not only, he's good, okay, that's the first and foremost reason, but we need those reminders as well. We need to sing the songs. We need to read the words. We need to quote them. We need to have them embedded in our brains and our spirits. We need to, this Bible, it needs to be who we are, and we have to be reminded. Plain, we have to be reminded of who we are, because our default mode likes to try to take over and put us back to who we were, and that's not who he's created us to be. So we've got to remember who we are, not who we were. Even when who we are seems to look sometimes like who we were, we just need to receive the love of God, the reminders, the truth as it is that he created us. Before the foundations of the earth, to be holy and without fault. So when those little things pop their head up, we remind them who we are, not who we were. And through that, we literally walk this thing out. We walk by the Spirit of God. We walk this thing out. Because we, this flesh may fail, but what's next? My God, you never will. What was the part before that? It's a good song. I just don't remember it until when I sing it, man. I can sing so good, especially with everybody else going. But what's the first part of it? I may be weak, but your spirit strong in me. Yes, come on. Yes. We sing that, and it's like, whoa. And I just, it's like this light goes off, and I remember, wow, like, I need him. Like, he is good, and I am weak, and I can't do this alone. And when I try to put my hands on it, I start messing things up. But he's strong, and I am made a new creation in Christ Jesus. So the old me has been booted, and we've been rebooted. Not bad, huh? For all you techies, that might be, but for everybody else, they're like, whoa, what's that? Rebooted. Yeah, I don't even know what that means. Anyways. That's good. That's good. Well, hallelujah. Come on. All right. That was serious. I don't appreciate that laughter, okay? Okay, so live a life filled with love. Let's back up. Imitate God in everything you do, because you are his dear children. So Ephesians 5:1 tells us to imitate God in everything that we do. Everything? Everything. Everything? Everything. It's like a movie or something I saw once. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us, and he offered himself as a sacrifice for us, which is a pleasing aroma to God. I'm in the New Living Translation, so if yours is off a little, no worries. I think we got the same idea. That means you're a New King James, I can tell by the laugh. Am I right? Oh, you're KJV. That's good. I started in the KJV. Had no idea what I was saying, but I read it faithfully. All right. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, which is a pleasing aroma to God. And I believe he did that by faith. It says down in verse 8, "For you were once full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of the light. For the light within you produces only what is good and right and true." It goes on in 10 to say, carefully determine what pleases the Lord. I shared yesterday at the men's breakfast, and how important is that to carefully determine what pleases the Lord? Anybody in here married? Daniel, put your hand down. You're not married yet. Okay, so half of us, more than half of us are married or have been or whatever the case. You'll learn that if you don't determine what carefully pleases your spouse, well, it makes for a rough ride. It's true. I mean, that's my terminology, and I don't mean anything, you know, I'm just trying to keep it real. But if you don't carefully determine what pleases your spouse, then it does. It makes for some tough times. And we are to live as people in the light. And that light produces what is good and what is right and what is true. And we have to determine what is pleasing to the Lord. And we have to do that through study. We have to do that through prayer. But very simply, is the more and more me personally, the more, the closer I get, the longer I am walking with the Lord, and I understand that He is pleased with me. Like, you can't, I don't know, man. I heard this and it stuck with me, and then I started reading it in the Word, and I'm just going, yes. Like, I heard somebody say, man, I don't have bad days, and I go, huh? How do you not have a bad day? I mean, yeah. I'm like, I don't know if I bought it at first. And so I began to read the Word, began to read through Colossians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Just begin to read throughout there and see in God's just who He is and what He thinks of us and what He's done for us and what He does for us and who we are in His Son Jesus. And I'm going more and more. I'm realizing I don't have to have a bad day. Does that mean that things aren't going to happen in my life? No, it does not. There will be sickness. There will be death. There will be disappointment. There will be, these things will happen around us. But God, see, is the anchor of our soul. And He's never changing. So as things change and we're anchored to that thing that never changed, the one who never changes, then as everything is a whirlwind around you, you can still hold your head up. And yes, there might be sorrow, and yes, there will be joy, but you can still praise God, and it doesn't qualify as a bad day. And I'm not just talking perspective, although it really is perspective. It's not like a trick, like you trick yourself. Oh, everything's going on around you. It's terrible, and I'm fine. And, you know, and really you get behind closed doors and you just, you know, it's not a front. Like, I'm not, like, the more and more I read the Word and talk with the Lord, the more and more that He reveals Himself to me and he's in me, is the more and more I'm convinced that I'm not putting on, like, I'm not up here sharing something that I'm not familiar with. That's what I mean. I'm not up here trying to convince you or me, or it's who He is. It's who I am in Him. This is real. You live, you love the Lord. I've been telling people this, a lot of my teens, love God out loud. Just love Him out loud. Just, it is who you are. He is who you are if you're in Christ. So you live the life, and it's real. Are you going to get in your closet with the Lord in your own time with God and cry? Yes, I guarantee you will. It's not a bad cry. It's just you're going to get in there and He's going to touch your heart. You know, you're going to be in there praying for people and, man, I wish they wouldn't do this. Lord, why this, why this? And He's going to zap you and your heart's going to be changed. So you're going to come back out and people are still going to be doing what they're doing. And guess who's walking around going, thank you, Lord. Instead of like, man, I wish this would all just work out right now. And well, when they stop doing that, then I can love them. Or when they this, then all this. So you know what I'm saying? Anybody? Come on. Yeah. Yeah, well, we don't sit around and wait for people to get better or what we think, be who we think they should be. We'll be waiting a long time. Yeah? We'll be waiting a long time. So, yeah. So, we know that hope, Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, the foundation, that's who we are, and we just... we're imitating him. He's in us. So you know, we don't walk around, man, I hope today's going to be a good day. Man, I hope, you know. No, we walk around confident that God, he's not changing. He still loves me. Did I make a poor choice, you know, yesterday or this morning or right before I came up here to talk to you guys? Sure. Does that change his love for me? Does that mean I'm a bad person? Absolutely not. Why? Because love never fails. Doesn't keep track of wrongs. Doesn't boast. Doesn't force. Love is perfect. Love never fails. It casts out fear. Anybody feeling? Anybody hearing me what I'm saying? Amen. Amen. Walk in love. Live in the light. That's awesome. So, he gave us the right to become children. He chose us before the beginning of time to be his children, to be in his family. He thinks good of us. He doesn't remember our wrongs. He doesn't lord over us, if you will. So why should we? Why do we see him that way sometimes? Well, it's very similar to what Pastor Mike told Sister Vicky. Stop listening to the lies. Don't, if you feel, okay, it's okay if you have, maybe you didn't give God all the time in the world the last couple days in your prayer life, or maybe you said something to somebody. I mean, like, that happens. I'm not excusing it. But if you're like, oh, man, I just mess up so bad, and you're just like, it separates you from God, well, that's the enemy of your soul. And he's at work, and he's crafty. He's a twerp. He is. No, you can laugh. It's true. We give him more credit than we should. And so the Lord is wanting us to enter into his presence and to understand that if you fall, if you trip up, if you stumble, it's going to bring you closer to God. It's not meant to stop you or slow you down. He's still there the whole time. He ain't shaking. You know, he's not going, oh, man, I got to get out of here. This guy just blew it. Oh, she, did you see what she said? It doesn't work that way. So we're called to walk in love. And the more that I realize, the more down here in Ephesians it says, let's see here. It says, just one sec. Here's some good advice. And do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making your melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's 5:18, Ephesians 5:18-20. And praising him, because he doesn't change. When things change around you, you praise him. You thank him. You acknowledge his presence. It's faith that is pleasing to God. It takes faith to know, to believe that he's there when you don't feel him. And so let that faith be counted as a pleasing offering. It's an exchange, as Glenn and I talked about. It's a perfect exchange. Your faith is an offering, and it turns into this pleasing aroma. It counts you in. It pleases God. And so that faith is any time that you are acknowledging God, any time that you are, however it may be, in your heart out loud, anything that you're doing that is putting God first. That's just walking by the Spirit, guys, and just recognizing that this world doesn't dictate us. It doesn't tell us who we are or what we're to do. God does. God is the one. He is in charge. He's in control. Amen? Amen. Any questions? Ooh. Okay. Dennis. Amen. Amen. I agree with that.
That's right.
Put yeah.
Light there, whatever you need, whether it's light, word, or bright morning star.
Love. God, yep. Yep. Amen. Thank you. It's true. And we are this new creation. And he has made us new. And so the old us does not exist. So again, when the old, you know, the default mode, I hate to say it, but it wants to pop his ugly head up, well, we beat it over the head with praise, with worship, with repentance, with the heart that we just lay it open before God. We allow his light to just, it exposes us, and we allow it and just lay it down. Hold nothing back. Humble ourselves before God. That's it. It's pleasing to him. All right. Amen. I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are, again, an awesome daddy. You are a good God. You are Father of lights, the giver of good gifts, that you are pleased with us, that you created us before the foundation of the earth, Lord. And I thank you, God, that you are so real. You're so much more real than the ground that I'm standing on. You're so much more real than the breath that's in my lungs, God. You are real. You are an awesome Father. And I thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, your one and only Son, the perfect sacrifice to die for us, that we may have an open access, open-ended relationship with you, Father. Lord, I thank you, God, that you're pleased with us, God. Teach us the way, Holy Spirit. Teach us the way. Reveal truth to us. You've called us to be a light to the world, to be a light to everybody around us, that chains would be broken, that eyes would be open, that people would literally realize the state they're in and call upon the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you for that, God. Thank you for this morning, Father, and your perfect word, Lord. And I pray, Father, that each person here this morning, God, each person listening by audio, Father, would just be blessed, Lord, would take this word, Lord, the word, take you, Jesus, in them, would read these scriptures and you would reveal to them, God, who they are in you, Lord. And they would walk it out, that I would walk it out, Father, that we are so convinced that you're so real and so full of joy that it doesn't matter what goes on around us, God. That's the hope and the promise, Lord. Thank you for saving us, God, so that we may be a light in this dark world. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Love you guys. There's no exit music or anything, so I could.
We don't want that.
Hey, let me tell you.